Okay, Rabbeisai, let's go. We want to start by Hashem, the halachas of Dalet Minim, as you can see. It's a couple of akdomas before we begin. The Maisa, we hope to go through all of the halachas, Keseda HaPosuk. That means we're going to go through from the Esrog to the Lulav, to the Hadassim, and then the Arovas. If we have time, Bli Neder, we'd like to also get through halachas which a lot of people don't know, which is the halachas of tying them on the one together, the halachas of shaking them, the halachas of hidden mitzvah, shlish, all the other different inyonim and again to Lulav and Esrog, apart from the actual buying of them. Be'ez Hashem, the point of these halachas are, of course, to acquaint you with the halachas of again when you go and buy yourself a Lulav and Esrog, but we hope also to make your search much easier, and number two, a lot cheaper. Because often you go out and you have no idea what you're buying, and they start, you know, you go to the shuk there and they start telling you this is a kneppel and this is a kvitz and this is a, you start, you don't know what this language is. The poshah sounds like, you know, mom has no idea. So you'll be able to know, number one, what's kosher, what's posel. Number two, what's a hidur, what's a chumrah, and what you don't have to be machmir. Because a lot of times they'll tell you, you have to take something like this, and you're like, oh, okay, fine. And you have to pay another 50 shekel for it. But if you know what's considered a chumrah, or a brisker chumrah, or a regular chumrah, or whatever it's gonna be, so the basically you know, what's a hidden mitzvah, what's a chumrah, what's meikad. Okay, that's the Raisa, the Iker thing we wanted to start with. Okay, let's begin. The Maisa, the Makar in the Torah is as follows, and it's kedai to know this pasuk, because this pasuk is going to Makayim all of the different dalet meaning. Number one, the pasuk says, Ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim harishoyim pre-eitz hodo v'kapoish tomorim v'olav eitz obos v'arvei nachal. Now, in this pasuk contains the Makar, and we'll have to explain each one in its place. For all of the Dalet meaning that we take, we'll go Be'ez Hashem one by one through each part of the Pasuk to explain where it comes from and how they saw from here is going to be the halachas of each single one. Now, it's interesting, if you look at the Pasuk before we get into the details, it says pre-eitz hodah. Pre-eitz hodah. Now, that's going on what? We know it's considered to be an esrog. Now, if it says pre-eitz hodah on the esrog, how do we know that the hodah applies to all of them? So the Gemara already says, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down the beginning of Tov Resh Mem Hei, that the halacha is that although it says pre-eitz hodah by esrog, it applies to all of the Dalet Minim. All of the Dalet Minim have got a din of hidur. That means it's a din of hidur to be hadur to buy nice, all of the Dalet Minim. Now, the Maisa, there's two different things. There's something called hidur, which is in the Pasuk, pre-eitz hodah, and there's something called, which Rashi brings down in the beginning, a little bit of a guzzle, is Zer Kelev Van Veyu. Zer Kelev Van Veyu, I'm sure you're familiar with, is to make a nice thing out of a mitzvah. For example, a lot of people have an Esrog case, that's a beautiful case, Al Zer Kelev Van Veyu. People have nice mezuzah cases, people have nice Sifrei Torah case, all sorts of things. It's Al Zer Kelev Van Veyu. That's the reason why we do it. Now, that's not Ma'akev. Masha'ingi in the Hodu, which is for Shteitan Pasuk over here, it's badly going to be Ma'akev. We have to go through it, because a lot of times, things happen to your Esrog on Yom Tov Shem Cholamo, or you go certain places, I will explain that certain different halachas may apply. So that's Be'etzem. We have to know. Rabbi Zil Orbach Shlita told me on Wednesday, he said, I asked him a question and said, what does it mean pre-eitz hodah, right? You've got to buy a nice one. Nice to who? And it's a big enough gemina this. Let's say I like an esrog that's like a weird shape. I have to take an esrog that's push it weird. Everybody looks at me like, what are you mad? But I like it. Is that called hodah? So Rabbi Zvi Orbach told me that esrog, that's called hodah. In other words, it goes lafi each person by itself. I found Baruch Hashem Araya, I'm sure the oilim already chapped it. But this is parasha, right? State Mefurish, and this is parasha. Parasha key. Say what we just had on Shabbos, right? It says when you go out to Muhammad, you fast toya. Now the shayla is or Chaimiket the kasha, the Gemara fit the kasha. Does it have to be beauty? Beauty according to who? The Eben Ezra says Taka. It means according to you. You find her beautiful, you're okay. Now the etzem it's a machlekes in Medrash, which we can't go into right now. But the halacha you have to know that pre-eitz hodah in the Torah, when you buy an esrog or lulav or whatever, it goes according to what you like. So if you come back and your roommate says to you, ah, that's not a nice esrog, you're still mekayim the mitzvah, because it goes according to you. Okay, lamagan vayta. Oh, one more thing before we continue the pasuk. The pasuk says, ulekachtem lochem. Says, shariz and chuvas mabit, chelik gimel, semen mem tes. Many other chuvas also. That people think that, you know what, I don't have to have a lulav of an esrog. I'll go borrow my friends, I'll do my tana manas lachza, it's la locha kli a kinyon, and the main I don't have to buy one. You should know, al pi asvoy mekdoshim, ba'afilo al pi azoya, There's an inyan for a person to dafka buy his own lulavan esrug. Al pizoya, there's an inyan to pay for it. That means if your father buys it for you, then the maisa it could be that, again, you're vada yaitza, you're vada yaitza. But there's an inyan, there's a hidu for a person to pay his own money for the lulavan the esrug that he buys with the money. The Zohar Kodesh brings mamish meyritika zachad for people that buy with their own money, for the different mitzvahs. Now, we'll go through a few of the some of the inyanim. State in the medrash. Kol mekayim mitzvahs esrog al shloisha minim oyle leminyan tariyag. That means the medrash is saying if you shake the lulav in the esrog adasav arovas, you have basically been mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah. What's the cheshbon? As you can see, the medrash tells us very poshut. Everybody knows. It's interesting. The lashon of the medrash is esrog with the other three minim. What's the pshat? Very poshut. That the gematria of esrog is 610 plus the other three is 613. So the mele, when you shake the lulav of esrog adasav arovas, you got yourself 613. As they state in the Heiliger Medrash. There's noch a Medrash weiter. The mitzvah is to take dalet minim nirin ketanim be'enei odom. It seems like such a small thing in a person's eyes. What's he doing already? He's taking a lulav of esrog and he's shaking it. Obezug the medrash. The gedolim heimel of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. These things that we're doing that are such a simple act of shaking a lulav to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's a tremendous act of a mitzvah that we don't even understand fully. There's many, many reasons brought down for the mitzvah. One of the reasons, for example, brought down the Gemara, I'm sure the Olim knows, beginning of Tainis, many others, the Medrash brings it down. Also, that Vujam brings it, that during Sukkot, the Rabbeinu Shlomo judges the Welt and decides how much rain will fall in the coming year. The mitzvah of taking dafka, the lulav, the esrog, the adasim, rovers, which all of them require water to grow, is a zeichet to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Telling the Rabbeinu Shalom, remember, if we're taking things that godly in rain, we want rain as well. And the Meila would judge all sukkahs for rain. That's the reason we dafka take these four minyan that are godly with rain, and therefore it's a zeichet for the Rabbeinu Shalom to give us rain this year. Shteitin Maril, if someone's koinen esrog with the lulav yafim, beautiful ones. It's a tremendous schara, boy, say. Tremendous schara, and he writes more foolish. You gotta buy yourself a nice one. Not just a yotze with, you know, a bidi ever dicker lulav, a bidi ever dicker esrog. It's gotta be, you're buying a nice one, right? We'll speak about it, Beis Hashem, how much money you have to spend, how much money you don't have to spend, how much money you do have, you don't have. Beis Hashem will get to those in yonim. But that's a person I have to remember. Zoyche lechaya oilam hazeh, vaha oilam ha bo. Okay, we'll miss that one out. Let me get back to the Gemara. Everybody knows the Gemara. It's as if you mamish offered the korban to Rabbeinu Shlolam in the Beis Hamikdash. Let's begin. There's no heter to use meiser geld when it comes to dalet minyan. You have to use money that's regular money, that's regular chulindike money, as though you pass in your day, some arrangement test, that the maisa has to be chulin money. Maisa kesef, maisa ksofim, in other words, if you have maisa geld, from whatever you got from wherever it was, is only a heter to use for the hidu mitzvah. And we'll get to that. In other words, when you bought yourself for something, or you decided on a lulav and esrog, you want to buy a better one, so then it could be there's a heter to use maisa geld. Or, but be'etzem, a person's not meant to use maisa. Again, apizoya, you're meant to use money, it's a choshev bazaar, when you coin a mitzvah with money. Let's begin. State in the pasuk b'yom harishon, right? As I state in the pasuk, b'yom harishon tells us as follows, and this is as I state in the Gemara. The etzem in the Gemara is all 7 days, right? Was d'oraisa, right? As I state in the pasuk, oh, Baruch Hashem, all 7 days of d'oraisa. You learn in sukkah now? Ah, it's also in sukkah. The Maisa, it's all 7 days of the Raisa, right? When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, and all the rest of the days are Midrabanon al Zeicha LeMikdash. Obelikulayalma, the Esh the Tov, the first day of Yom Tov is Vaday Min HaTorah. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says so. What's that? It gets 2 days. That means the first 2 days in Chutz La'aretz, because Mesofik, and one day in there, it's the Raisa. Now, what's the Nafkamina? Why do you have to know this? Very important. There's some psulim, and we'll see in the lulav and the esrog, which only apply on the first day and not to the rest of the days. So you must know that if something you're going to take a lulav and esrog, is it the first day, or is it the second day, or is it the third day? If the pitten fell off, if it became brown, if it, all sorts of shiders we'll deal with. Makes enough gemina if it's the yom rishon, which is the raisa, or yom ha-shleni, or shlishi, whatever it is in chutz la'aretz, when it's only with rabbanon and zeichel amigdosh, there's a vadeh mokim to be meikel in that situation. That's why it's important for a person to remember that you have to know the first day is more chomer than the rest of the days. Now, there's a famous Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says that when it says in the Torah the Lashon of Mikdash, all of Yerushalayim is included. Now, that being the case, Shita Sarambam is a boy, Modigashita, that if a person goes to the Kaisal HaMaravi, or even other places, but that's in the Kaisal HaMaravi, he's Yaitza a mitzvah min HaTorah every single day. Enoch Anamin is no Beis HaMikdash, but when the Torah said Mikdash, it applies even to Yerushalayim, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Remela, Shita Sarambam, the Kama Gedolim, like with Vilyashiv Zatzal, with Sheinberg sometimes, and it depends on, yeah, whatever on the year. But Vilyashiv used to go, yeah, he used to go Betzim every day until he got Mamash Tik, whatever. What's the Pshat? Why'd they go? Not Stam, because he's the Kaisel on a nice trip. Because of this, on Syria as well, and the Hanami, depends where, not so posh, that's why I said just like a Kaisel. But Elsim, if you Shita Sarambam, you became a mitzvah Daraisa. Now, by the way, it's a very geshmak azach, right? Go take a little bit of esrim to the coastal and shake up the esrim by the coastal. But you've got to be careful. Because we just explained that on your mission is doraisa. And if your mission is doraisa, you've been more machmir than every other day. So if you're going to the coastal every day, you've got the mile of a doraisa every single day. So you've got to be very careful. And that's, by the way, why the Biskarov and others never went to the coastal on Yom Tov. It went maybe by night or other times. Why? Because they were scared. They're coming with a little bit of an esug. Maybe it's not 100% Beseda. And Mimela, I'm being Mavata the mitzvah. Because I'm in the Mokum, it's a mitzvah that I said. I'm not even Mekayim the mitzvah. Now, there are a lot of places can mask him to the Rambam. The Kuyaka brings it down. The Sharis Chuba brings it down. Obelemaisa, Ruba, Veruba, Veklal Yisrael were not makbid on this. And forget, they were cholik on it because they held no. That the Indian of Mikdash and Yerushalayim is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Avada, there's no din of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And Mimela, in that case, there's no Chiv at all to go in that situation. Or Moshe Shtamit brings it down, and the Biskarov Takah didn't do it, and many, many Gedolim never did it. So again, Rabbi Yisai, there's zikha no Chiv to go. And I'm going to say this, Fush, Poshet. If a person knows when he goes, he's going to see Dvorim Asurim, he's going to see Maris Asuras, then it's partially shouldn't go, right? Because Avada he is Yotza Sorei Behev Seidon. So Avada person has to take a Cheshbon HaNefesh if Yitaka wants to take on this Rambam. Okay. Let's begin with the Etzem Halochas starting from Esrog, right? That's the Etzem Loshen of the Pasuk we're going to go with. The Pasuk starts off as follows. Pre-Eitz Hodah. As we state in the Pasuk. The question is, and the Gemara asked this question in Sukkah, how do we know it's an esrog? It's all very nice that it's, we take an esrog and everybody knows we take an esrog. But how do we know when the pasuk says creates hador, it means an esrog, maybe it means something else. So Taka, the Gemara goes through different things that maybe means purple, maybe this, and all different things that maybe it could mean. Oh, but the Gemara brings a few, and I'm going to say two right now for different reasons. But I'm going to say two reasons why we consider it to be an esrog. Right? Number one. Tam, Eitzai, or Piriyav Shavah. Right? I can't be Mayrich in why it is this way. But an Esrog is something that the taste of the Eitz, of the actual tree, and the fruit are equal. That's number one. It's the only fruit that does that. But mainly we know it's an Esrog. Number two, Shadar Be'ilonai Mishona Lashona. It's something that grows year. And if you go to this paradise, you'll see that the whole year there's new ones, there's old ones, there's big ones, there's small ones. It constantly replaces itself, it constantly continues. It's Dor Mishon and Lashona. Therefore, we know it's an Esrog. Now, Mr. Fletcher has a kasha, a posha de shayla. He says, I know exactly what you're going to ask, right? I know you're going to ask like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, Vadai took an Esrog. How do I know that? It's a Dover posha, right? Every child comes back from Cheder. Right? With a picture of Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, first day is with the Shtam and the Bekusha, that's Poshet, right? That's how they come. But also, with an Esrog and a Lulav. Zog the Gemara, the Betim, it's a Rambam, and many other Rishonim. The Gemara, when the Gemara asked this Kasha, of how do you know it's an Esrog, no way in a million years did the Gemara ever have a Havamina, that we don't know what an Esrog is. We knew from day one that Priyat Hodah means an Esrog. So what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is trying to find the remes from the Torah. When I have a remes from the Torah, where do I find in the Pasuk some kind of remes that prays Hador, Hador, Dar, Me'ilam, Me'ilam, and other reasons? Memele, it means an Esrog. So about that, we knew it all the time, it means an Esrog, and that's how we paskin la halacha. There's no shaila about that. Let's start the actual halachas that got the Esrog. I don't know how that got in there. That was the paradox. Okay, Beseda. First we have to know, and we're going to discuss Be'et some different Esrogim that people can buy that possible, absolutely possible. You go to a guy who's got a stand in the middle of Geula, some guy over there that you've no idea who he is, you look at his schoim on the table, you think that's a beautiful Esrog. You have no idea, a boy say you just bought a beautiful lemon. If you have no idea what you're doing, you could possibly be making a bracha levatola, you're not Yaitza. So the first, again?
If smells.
Different smells is not always a raya. That's not so pushing not allowed. What's that? Oh, very good. The other simonim, we'll get to the simonim. Very good. Now, be'etzim, an esrog is like this. An esrog has a small amount of fruit in the middle, and around it, surrounding it, is a very thick flesh. That is the raya. Again, like Danny said, you're not going to be able to open it up. But I'm just telling you, again, we're going to give other simonim to make sure when you go to the guy and the shuk over there, you're buying an esrog, not a lemon. So the mela, you have to know. An esrog be'etzim is a little bit of seeds that people make jam, and then around it is a thick flesh. A lemon, on the other hand, as you know, when you cut it, is a lot of fruit and only a small amount of flesh around it. That's one nafka mina. We also know there's something called an esrog teimoni. Right? Again, Shaila, yes, no, we're not getting into the minhagim that many people in Klal Yisrael have. Oh, the etzim esrog teimoni, apart from other reasons, has got absolutely no fruit whatsoever. It's got no fruit. It's only got some seeds. Now, we're not going to get into the inyan now where the seeds are lying upwards as opposed to sideways, but the etzim, it's got no fruit whatsoever. Yeah?
What you said before, like a tree and a fruit are equal, what does that mean?
The taste. The taste of the... Yes, exactly. Bidiyuk. Yeah, that's a mitzvah. As a statement in the Gemara, as well as a mitzvah. There's a big, if you look at Orach HaShulchan, there's a massive big time to be mayrich in it. But etzim is a gewaldige Sache. Let me go and bite you, Rabbi Yisai. Yovish. Oh, so this everybody knows. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Lamadal Amar Beis, tells us, Esrug HaYovish is vaday going to be possible. There's no shiloh about it. It's vaday possible. This, I think, over here is my esrug from last year. This is properly dried out. There's no lachluchas whatsoever. In fact, the poskim, how do you meant to check? How do you know if what you've got is an esrog yovish? So if you can see like that, that's a double portion, right? For example, I have another picture of this. Look at this. I found this one myself at the paradise. It's mamish chetzi chetzi. It's a half yovish and a half beautiful esrog. Zug the poskim, how do you find out that it's a good esrog? Very simple. You take a needle and you put the needle inside, and on the side of the needle you got a string, and you pull it out with a string, and you actually feel the string. And if the string feels moist, so then it shows that inside is moist, and then mainly you know that it's not yavish. What? Good kasha. It's a good kasha. Pashtus not because the Shulchan Aruch told me that I'm allowed to do it. Right? Why it's not chos is it's a question for a different time, but be'etzim it's peseda. Now, Rabbi Yisai, you guys are probably thinking, like, oh, very nice, but what's the nafka mina? Like, when was the last time someone showed you an esrog like this or like this? Absolutely no way, right? I'll tell you how it's a tremendous nafka mina. We'll get to it by pitim. People, I heard this mamish recently from a tremendous mumcha in esrogim, who he himself told me that somebody told him that after sukkah he might have been yotza. He took a beautiful esrog with a pitim, and the ma'is of the pitim was a bit dried out. And we're going to discuss that the pitim could be more common than any other place in the whole esrog. And if the pitim is so common that the pitim gets dried up in the sun because it's a little shtickle, but the esrog is a big shtickle. Mimela, we paskin la halacha de shulchan aruch paskin topesh mumches tif yud gimel that lemaisa a yovesh afilu mashu on the top we'll see gatu gabi chaitim is a bad apostle. People can buy a beautiful esrog, it's gavaldi, but on the top over there by the pitum, come get a little bit yovish. That could be possible the entire esrog. So that's number one why you have to know that. Also, you still have to know it, because what happens if, for example, the guy decides, you know, I'm going to go and get the Rosh Hashiva's esrog, straight off the Yonta Rabbi Yisai, we're going to bid off the Rosh Hashiva's esrog, the mother he actually made a bracha on, and we're going to put it in home, I don't know, we're going to wrap it in some kind of whatever it's called, seal, we're going to put it in the freezer, we'll keep it for next year. Next year I can make a bracha on the Rosh Hashiva's esrog. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, anyone chassidish over there, make it on the Rebbe's esrog, whatever it's going to be. Rabbi Yisai, is that mutter or is it asr? So I'm not going to get into the shayla. The etzim, it could be a big mokum to be makel, that if it's nice and lach inside, then if there's a mokum to be makel, you can have it. However, if it's going to turn bad, there's a chuvas in Rabbi Yisai, that's madamrit to limbs of animals, we haven't got time to be married in it, but the etzim, you have to know, there's a psul called yovesh, like we explained, it's extremely negale, gabay pitim. If Be'ez Hashem, you get the opportunity to go together, to go look at the esrogim, so I'll possibly be able to show you how you can find yourself a beautiful esrog with a beautiful pitim, the poshut posul. And nobody chaps it, because the pitim is poshut yovish. So that's extremely important, very, very, very negay. So that was what we saw. You can often see. It's poshut, you can often see. If you're a mumcha, you can see very easily. If you're not a mumcha, sometimes you can see, sometimes you can't. Okay, let's continue. There's a mission everybody knows, Sukkah Lamadara Lamad Beis, that tells us, V'hayoroik kekarti. If the esrog, again, this is so negay to Eretz Yisrael. You guys come from Chutzlo, you probably didn't see so much of these things, especially with the first year. But this is so negay in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says, if it's yorik, it carries like a leek. Machlekes. With mayo, it's kosher. If you hold on, it's possible. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin Sivchov Alev Yorik Doimel Itzvi Asada, like grass. Not just green grass. It's 100% possible. Right? And we'll get to exactly why. It's not Hodok, whatever it may be. It's not Nigmar Pri, the Mishnah Berurah says. Hasn't finished yet. So here's Dabar, as again, colors are very hard to see on such a thing, but you can see if it's a dark, dark green, it's momish similar to a leek, then avada, it's going to be posa in that situation. Again, why is it posa? Shloi nigmar pri. Now, the maisa, how do we paskin la halacha? The Shulchan Aruch says like this, if the whole reason why we pass on the green one is because it's not finished, but if it's going to turn yellow, and this is basically the betzis with most of our esrogim, you buy yourself a green esrog, and it's going, if you leave it a few days, to turn yellow, then it's going to be kosher. Shulchan Aruch paskens, even if you take it when it's green, oh, but mibalt, it's going to turn yellow, the mail it's going to be 100% kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't be samech on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we can't be samech on this. And the Maizot of Mishnah Berurah, we have to take one that's starting already to go yellow. Not in Gans and Green, only starting to get yellow. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, for example, says, ain't on a Bekiyim. We're not a Baki between. Yeah, no, it's 100%, it's not 100%. The Mela, a person should try to take one that's starting to get yellow. Now the Maisa, Rav Eliashiv Zatzal used to say, that we don't have such a psul of such a green esrog, even though you'll go to the shuk and you'll find green ones. Oh, but the maisa, most of the green ones are not as dark green as they should. They're already starting on the way to get yellow, and it's a double poshut. Why? In chutz la'aretz, they wouldn't even touch a green esrog. Why not? Because in chutz la'aretz, because they have to ship them, they already picked them from the trees a long time. In mamish weeks, I called the pardesim weeks ago already. Weeks ago, they already cut them down, sent them to chutz la'aretz. So by then, they're ready to get yellow. Masha engin, the esrog that you're going to buy in a week and a half, 2 weeks, avada and avada only got picked the week before, maybe 2 weeks maximum. It didn't get a chance to get yellow. With Vinyashuk Tain is that most of our Yisroigim, all of them turn yellow, so maybe the psul of dark green doesn't really apply, but you have to be careful. If it's very dark green, show it to a Rav, because the Maisa, it could be a psul. Now when I say show it to a Rav, it's a Klal Godel. The Etzim is a Levush. Other poiskim that say there's many people that paskin the shaylas, but only a few of them actually know all the halachas. Right? Again, there's many rabbonim that people go to for other things, and many rabbonim people go for dalet minim. Some people have a miyuchadik, a yichos in dalet minim, they have a shimish in this, you have to take it to someone like that. Now, the maisa, there's eights everybody knows, to turn the S from green to yellow is you put it with apples for about 2 to 3 days in a closed area, it's gavaldik, and you should do it. Rishleim Zalman, the stipler, were very makbid to have a yellow, or at least basically yellow esrog, because green is not gishmak. There's another reason, there's another two reasons that we have to finish. There's a bach. The Bach says the reason why you shouldn't take a green esrog is poshut, because it's a din of a chazosis. It's poshut posot. It's a din of chazosis. The Pimigodim brings it, Mishkanes Yaakov brings it, and Mimele you have to be careful. That's the Bach's reason. There's other reasons that Pizoya, there's a Meridika Zoya. The Zoya seems to say that for some Pirushim, that yellow is a better esrog. So for whatever reason it is, and come a good doing, we're talking Makbid to have only a yellow esrog and not green bachlal, a person should make it yellow before. You either buy it yellow or take it green and make it yellow before Yontov, but be very, very careful, because often if you make it yellow and if they bring it with the apples, you'll actually lose the pit, and the pit can actually fall off because it's chalash in that situation. Rabbi Hashem will stop the sugya of pitim.